Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is Taylor Hoekstra and Courtney Kinzer, both graduate students, PhD candidates. What's the proper language for students at USD?
Yeah, graduate level students is good.
Graduate level students, there you go. So thanks for coming in today. And Biomaterials Day is coming up next Friday, September 21st. Biggest day of the year for graduate students, yes?
Biggest event of the year for us at the Gear Center, yeah.
How so?
Well, the Society for Biomaterials is actually a larger national organization, and they have student chapters that are around the nation. And we at the Gear Center through the University of South Dakota have our own Biomaterials Day. And the Society for Biomaterials funds our event. And, you know, it's an event that helps promote the research that we're doing, biomaterials around the nation. And so get a lot of funding through there, and it's our opportunity to share the research with the surrounding community. So we really focus on that day to bring it to the local community.
Is it for students, community members? Who's your audience to come?
So this is our fifth annual Biomaterials Day, and we're really welcoming any students, high school level, undergraduate level, or graduate level students, as well as any industry members in biomedical engineering or related disciplines.
So is it talking with them about their research, you talking about your research, you're partnering with them, of the above?
Yeah, I would say it's more of an opportunity for us to share the research with the community. You know, biomedical engineering is something that's maybe not as well known to some people. Whenever I mention it, people kind of give me a funny look and say, well, what does that include? And so I think this is really an opportunity for us to share with, especially the students who are new to engineering and the school side of things, but also to the local community, what exactly biomedical engineering involves and entails. And so we have speakers come in and they give sort of the innovative research that they're doing on their end, but also students can have the opportunity to share their own research through poster presentations and that sort of thing.
Okay, so let's take a step back and just talk about what bioengineering is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty broad field, and I was surprised to learn that myself when I first got into it. I didn't learn about it until junior year of college and got interested.
It's kind of new, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of innovation that's continually happening, and so even regardless of when you get into it, you're going to find something new and really interesting going on in the field. And I mean, just by the name of it, biomedical engineering just kind of brings the biological side of the research and the study of the field in with engineering, and so bringing in sort of maybe the mechanical aspects, designing materials and that sort of thing to meet with the biomedical biology side of things.
Yes, it's a very collaborative field, and we're really the first generation of students to bring together all the disciplines of engineering and science to apply it to biological and physiological issues.
Okay, so Courtney, when did you know that that's what you wanted to focus your education on?
A long time ago.
I'd say
seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Yeah. How did that hit you?
So I actually took a career aptitude test, and biomedical engineering was one of the top five picks, as well as a few different things in the medical field. And I looked into it, and I just really liked it and fell in love with it.
So. Really? So you just did your own little research and decided?
Yep.
Okay. And what research are you focusing on?
So my research has applications in atherosclerosis, so development of plaque. Anyone with high blood pressure probably knows about plaque in their arteries. So I'm studying cell migration to mimic the plaque environment and how the cells would behave in the atherosclerosis disease.
Okay, and what are you learning?
So I'm still finding out stuff. I'm 1 year into my master's program, so hopefully have some good results soon.
Okay, and are you working with anyone in particular with a lab, or are you on your own?
Yeah, so I'm actually in the Hong Lab Group at USD Biomedical Engineering, and we're right here in Sioux Falls.
Okay, and Taylor, you said you didn't discover this till your junior year of college?
Yeah, of undergraduate
school. So you started wanting to be what?
I was originally mechanical engineering. Kind of liked the idea of all the mechanics aspect of, you know, engineering as in general. And I had always been interested in the medical field as well in some degree. Kind of started off as engineering. And then junior year, I took a class and was introduced to biomedical engineering and the different things that you can do in there. And that was really fascinating to see my interest in engineering be combined with the medical side of things. And so that's kind of really when the excitement started for me personally.
And what was that click, that light bulb clicking on moment for you?
Well, I can remember the class period. We were studying how forces can travel through body parts, really, was what it came down to. And we started studying prosthetics and that sort of side of it. And, you know, we had discussions about how you need to make sure that the products that you're making and the products that are used in prosthetics and that sort of thing are applicable and can be used with the human body. And so, again, that interface, the combination of the engineering and the biomedical was really interesting to me, really piqued my desire to go and study the field a lot more.
And you're like, dang, I want to know more.
I want to know more, for sure.
I want to know more.
For sure.
Okay, and your research now?
Yeah, it's getting into maybe a little, getting into the interface between the materials and the biological side of things. I work with antimicrobial materials, which is basically just repelling bacteria. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm studying a material that could potentially be used for prosthetic socks, actually, to prevent infection and that sort of thing. And so I'm more of a broad scope is what my study is looking at, is how does this material affect bacteria? Is it doing so effectively? And, you know, kind of looking at parameters with the material and how it's going to interact with the body.
And we have talked about these socks on this program in the past. I don't think you've been on, but, you know, and it was initially, can't even remember how many years ago it was, but, you know, for diabetics patients and these socks. And so where are we in the creation of these socks?
Yeah, well, that's the fascinating side of, I would say, our program specifically, is that we're closer to the end of the development of these materials. You have a lot of new compounds that can be used in conjunction with materials, with different products and innovations and that sort of thing. And there's a lot of research that needs to be done to make sure that it can be applied to the body, to make sure that it is actually going to work in conjunction with the biological system you're putting it in. And so we're getting towards bringing those products into the marketplace. And so I would say that's kind of the side, or the space that I work in right now, is how close are we to actually taking this material that we've developed in this compound and starting to market it, really.
Mm-hmm. Right. And is this a business thing that you want to do, or do you want to stay more in research of other things? Mm-hmm. Do you want to follow the product along?
Yeah. Well, personally, I'm very interested in following the product along, seeing where we can bring it. That's I've been involved in a couple entrepreneurial type classes in some sort of programs through the National Science Foundation too. And that side of things is pretty fascinating, being able to follow that material from the research side actually into the marketplace.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. And so tell me a little bit more about Biomaterials Day and some other speakers that you have coming in and some other research that you're highlighting.
So Biomaterials Day is held next Friday, September 21st, and the days of festivities are going to be at the University Center in Northwest Sioux Falls. Check-in begins about 8 a.m. and opening remarks a quarter till 9. Feel free to come down anytime, as this is an all-day event. And then what's new this year is we're going to follow the day's festivities with an evening reception. And the evening reception is going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. It's held at the Washington Pavilion in the Kirby Science Center. We'll have appetizers, drinks, a poster competition, as well as a business card raffle. So you can get your card in there and hopefully win a prize.
What kind of prizes?
I don't know if we want to spoil the surprise quite yet. Part of the enticing to get people down. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but they're good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be pretty awesome. I think people will enjoy it.
And how did you pick the topic, immunology and regenerative medicine, as your topic?
Well, we try to go along with some of the things that we're doing at our research center, to go along with the themes and the presentations that the students will offer in the posters and the competitions there. But one of the other ways that we do is we look for speakers and we ask potential speakers if they'd like to come in. And we try to tailor it as well to those speakers that have offered to come and speak for our event as well.
And who are you having?
Our keynote speaker will be Dr. David Mooney from Harvard University. So we're really pleased that he was able to come and accommodate our schedule, and we could accommodate his, that he could come down to South Dakota here and give presentations as well. But we also have...
And he's going to talk about what?
He's going to be talking about some of the cancer research that he's been developing and researching at Harvard University there, some of his cutting-edge research in that area. Mm-hmm. We also have Dr. Stephen Powell, actually from Sanford here in Sioux Falls, will be giving a talk along those same lines of his cancer research and some of the innovation.
He's mostly neck, throat, and neck cancers.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, and then we also have Dr. Paul Campagnola from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, as well as Dr. Sankum Malik from North Dakota State University coming down.
So. Okay, and how many students would you say are going to present posters?
Typically, we have around the 20 to 25 range graduate student level poster presentations applicable there or that offer to come and present for us, but also, you know, continuing to ramp that up every year.
And would you say that all of the student research ends in a product or a business or moves, you know, out of the research stage into something?
Yeah.
I think that's a key feature of our program. We have had a lot of products come out of our program. A big one right now is with Tailored Medical Devices, and they've developed a drug-coated balloon. So that prevents the stiffening of the artery around where the balloon has, or the balloon angioplasty has occurred, which is a major issue. So it leads to more healthy regrowth of the tissue in that area. And then there's also a few other companies coming out soon, so we'll have to stay tuned.
So this is a place for possible investors to come and look for ideas or opportunities?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's part of your audience as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep, reaching out to maybe some of the growing businesses or some of the founded businesses here at in Sioux Falls area and even a little bit larger. We have a really good partnership with South Dakota Biotech Association here in Sioux Falls that helps us to outreach to some of these companies, some of these investors, and helps the students out. We actually also have another interesting company that's come out of our research group called DRACO, which is the Dakota Research and Consulting Organization. Mm-hmm. And they're working to help students through that transition if they have that product and the resources, the means to bring it to market, helping them through that process of, well, how do I reach out to people? How can I find my customer base and that type of research and consulting that needs to happen before?
Now, Courtney, you said this is really a collaborative area of research.
Right.
And so as you're being able to draw in all of these speakers and all of these other organizations that are partnering with you, talk a little bit about how students collaborate with one another.
So we have a really unique space at the Gear Center. It's sort of an open office area where we can all collaborate. And our lab area is actually pretty open too. Each lab group has their own lab bench area, but it's all in a very open collaborative space. And the day's festivities on Biomaterials Day will actually wrap up with a tour through the Gear facility, including our 3D printing lab as well as our lab area, and sort of the microscopes we have available to use, as well as other equipment. And so we're really inviting in the community to look at what we have to offer them.
Do you ever say, I wish I also had...
Oh, yeah.
Like what? What are you missing that you wish you had in your labs?
Oh, you could always use more equipment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Which I think is part of the nice thing that we have other partners like Sanford here in the area, because that's one of the other ways that we collaborate with the surrounding industries and different programs, institutions, is that, you know, some people actually go down to Sanford to use some of their equipment and vice versa.
In the research area?
Yep, certainly.
Sure.
And we have students actually that, you know, through our program can still do their research through Sanford individually. We have a couple students doing that actually this year. So.
Okay. Other businesses that are really student research friendly?
I mean, there's, again, those that have come out of our program that have started up their businesses here in Sioux Falls and so can really empathize with and understand that student progression from the research into the marketplace and helping fund them and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so there's really a pretty good support group that's here in Sioux Falls that we can rely on.
Okay. And again, Biomaterials Day is next Friday, September 21st at the University Center. All day affair?
all day
come and go as you can?
Yes.
Okay, and the keynote speaker speaks at what time?
Keynote at 11:25, or 11:15, sorry.
11:15. Okay, Taylor Hoekstra, I want to thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it. And Courtney Kinzer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.